Remember begging your parents for a specific cereal just to get the toy inside? That seemingly trivial plastic trinket reveals something profound about human desire and business success. For decades, cereal manufacturers commanded premium prices not through superior nutrition, but through those irresistible free prizes and cartoon mascots dancing across Saturday morning TV screens. Yet today, those same tactics have lost their magic. Consumers scroll past ads, install blockers, and make purchasing decisions based on Amazon reviews rather than commercial jingles. The old formula, spend money on advertising, make more money in sales, has shattered. What remains is a more fundamental truth. In a world drowning in average products, only genuine innovation survives. The companies thriving today aren't outspending competitors on advertising. They're redirecting those resources toward creating something actually worth talking about. The free prize inside concept extends far beyond plastic toys and cereal boxes. It manifests as uniquely shaped frosted mini wheats, the satisfying click of a MacBook closing, or the deliberately engineered new car smell that manufacturers perfect in laboratories. Bose built an empire by making stereos so desirable that consumers willingly spent $8,000 on audio systems for 12,000 vehicles. Consider the paperclip. Once patented technology, now a commodity. Products traditionally avoided this fate through technical uniqueness or heavy advertising that built brand loyalty, justifying premium prices. The formula was simple. Invest $100 in advertising interruptions, generate $200 in sales. Then everything changed. When Amazon eliminated traditional advertising and invested those millions into free shipping instead, observers predicted disaster. Instead, sales surged 37%, international growth hit 81%, and Amazon posted its first quarterly profit outside the holiday season. Companies like Meetup, Dyson, and early Wi-Fi pioneers achieved remarkable growth without heavy ad spending. Meanwhile, Red Lobster still pours $60 million annually into forgettable campaigns while watching market share erode. Here's the revelation. Building innovation into products typically costs less than advertising average ones. Zappos invested in legendary customer service rather than ads. Method cleaned up the soap industry through design and environmental consciousness. JetBlue added leather seats and satellite TV. Southwest created a culture so distinctive, passengers choose them despite higher fares. Apple's Genius Bar transformed retail tech support into a destination. Marketing isn't a department anymore. It's everything your company does. Most successful innovations are soft innovations. Things like fast lube shops, creative cell phone pricing plans, or purple ketchup that don't require technological breakthroughs but create remarkable customer experiences. They require leaps in style, insight, or courage rather than physics. Consider Rita's unmarked candy shop along Highway 11 from Toronto. Among countless gas stations and fast food places, her business has grown 100% annually by offering unique candies unavailable elsewhere, individually wrapped penny candy, and nostalgic British brands. Customers spend $30 to $100 on candy. Rita isn't uniquely talented, she's simply willing to champion a remarkable idea while others open yet another donut shop. 10 remarkable innovations anyone could have created include Three Dog Bakery, selling people-grade dog food as theater for owners, dinosaur-shaped pasta, Dr. Pronovost's simple checklist reducing ICU stays by 50%, Powerbar creating a multi-billion dollar category, mobile document shredding, endless pools as treadmills for swimmers, Lynn Gordon's 52-deck series with over 5 million sold, the iPod succeeding through beautiful design rather than technical superiority, QB Net's fast Japanese barbershops, and Swatch transforming watch collecting into a mass phenomenon. The barrier isn't capability, it's courage. The free prize zone lies between expensive technology and expensive media, where insight and creativity yield affordable innovations with significant returns. This works because consumers have always wanted more than they claim, happily paying extra for leather shoes or the Starbucks experience. The path from idea to consumer has shortened dramatically through social media, and creation tools have improved while the bar for technical innovation keeps rising, making unique experiences easier to create than technical breakthroughs. The free prize zone lies between expensive technology and expensive media, where insight and creativity yield affordable innovations with significant returns. This works because consumers have always wanted more than they claim, happily paying extra for leather shoes or the Starbucks experience. The path from idea to consumer has shortened dramatically through social media, and creation tools have improved while the bar for technical innovation keeps rising, making unique experiences easier to create than technical breakthroughs. Ford revolutionized work by employing untrained workers who became highly productive quickly, paying them double the typical salary at $5 per day. This created lines of eager applicants and conditioned workers to trade autonomy for high pay and stability, producing obedient employees who followed instructions rather than invented them. Today's knowledge workers face a paradox. Unlike Ford's factory workers, we have freedom to decide what to do next. Our bosses want us to break rules and create productivity gains. Yet, fearing replacement by someone working for half the price, we're afraid to be different. We crave instructions rather than inventing them. The result? We sabotage the very system that hired us. While sabotaging physical equipment triggers immediate termination, we accept knowledge workers who intentionally slow innovation or sandbag threatening projects. We've mistakenly applied factory floor thinking to white-collar work. That's why the best innovations often come from startups where someone with a great idea must implement it herself. The first to create the right innovation wins, but only if someone has the courage to champion it. Having a great idea isn't enough. You need to sell it. Organizations assume thorough research will reveal the right idea they'll automatically implement. But resistance isn't about the ideas themselves. It's about the process. Innovation balances on three questions. Will it succeed? Is it worth doing? Can this person champion it? If any answer is no, your project likely won't happen. For truly remarkable ideas, proving they'll work is impossible by definition. Use skeuomorphs. Hide innovative elements behind familiar features. Digital watches still have hands. The Prius still looks like a car. Anchor innovation in proven foundations. Champions need specific tactics. Ask obligating questions that uncover real problems. Let executives modify your idea in harmless ways. It becomes theirs. Sell individuals, not the organization. Big meetings kill ideas. Build prototypes that make concepts tangible. Invent vocabulary that helps others see differently. Paint vivid portraits of the future through stories. Take responsibility by lowering your voice and saying, "I take responsibility for making this happen." It's surprisingly powerful. Master the schedule. Do all invention and get approvals early, then spend the final third building and testing. Most groups do the opposite, creating unnecessary pressure. Business's greatest myth? Great ideas are inherently valuable. We obsess over NDAs and secrecy, but ideas die without light and air. Implementation, not ideation, is the true challenge. Edgecraft is a methodical process for identifying innovations living on the edges of existing products. First, find an edge, a proven element that makes a product remarkable, like extraordinary service, unusual packaging, unexpected convenience, or memorable design. Second, go all the way to that edge, as far as consumers dare you to go. People rarely buy products solely for function. A $10 watch tells time accurately, so why spend $1,000? Customers want beauty, prestige, heritage, or uniqueness, something worth talking about. Market forces push companies toward the safe middle, creating average products. Edgecraft involves adding a second benefit, a new edge that makes your product remarkable. Consider Method Soap's beautiful design and environmental consciousness, or Southwest Airlines' simplicity and fun. The key isn't being different for difference's sake, but meaningfully different in ways that create value and spark conversation. The future belongs to those who create, implement, and sell free prizes worth talking about. Three principles matter. Recognize that everything is marketing. Be transparent and involve others, and seek help from providers focused on remarkable products. This isn't hard. It's difficult. Hard requires specialized knowledge beyond most people's reach. Difficult is simple, but demands commitment, courage, and willingness to risk failure when every instinct screams safety. The marketplace has shifted fundamentally. You get one shot, the game changes rapidly, and consumers ignore anything that doesn't genuinely solve problems or delight them. The old playbook, outspending competitors on advertising, creating average products for average people, breeds irrelevance. Your opportunity lies in edges others fear, in soft innovations requiring courage over budgets. Start immediately, embrace failure as feedback, and enjoy creating something worth talking about. In a world of endless options, the only sustainable advantage is being genuinely remarkably different.